This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. In the New Testament, we have the terms the kingdom of the heavens and the kingdom of God. I would like to give you a bare outline of what these terms mean. The Greek word for kingdom refers not so much to subjects or the country, but to the sovereignty and rule of the king. So the word kingdom means the rule of the king. The word D-O-M at the end of kingdom is an abbreviation of the word doom. Now I know that sounds bad, but it simply means judgment and power. Hence, the kingdom refers to the rule of the king. We use this sense in the word wisdom and Christendom in words with the D-O-M ending. Now the kingdom of the heavens is the first term we're going to look at. This term speaks of a time when Daniel 4, 25, and 26 will be fulfilled, where we read, "The heavens will rule." Daniel 2, 44 says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed." In Daniel 7, 13, and 14 we also read, "I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." In verse 27 of this same chapter we read, "And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him." Then again in Revelation 11:15 we read, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." So the kingdom of the heavens refers to that kingdom which shall be set up in earth when the Lord Jesus returns to the Mount of Olives, destroys Antichrist, and brings blessing to his people Israel. And there's an important distinction. The term the kingdom of the heavens is confined to Matthew's gospel. And that is why the gospel of Matthew begins, "The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David." The kingdom of the heavens will be the rule of heaven's king on earth. The millennial earth will be its sphere, but the rule of heaven its law. The prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," will be fulfilled. It will belong to a people and a nation, and this people is a kingdom of priests, and this is none other than redeemed Israel. Now let's look at the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a much wider term than the kingdom of heaven. Nothing is outside this sovereignty, nothing. This kingdom is limited by no time or space. The sovereignty of the kingdom of God includes all ages and dispensations, past, present, and future. It includes all realms, earth, heaven, the entire universe. It includes all creation, dominions, principalities, powers, angels, men, things temporary, things spiritual. It includes in its rule the kingdom of the heavens and the body of Christ. The church, which is his body, is not the kingdom. But both the church and the kingdom of the heavens are within the kingdom of God and rest upon the same rock-solid foundation. Now, I've heard many people use the phrase growing the kingdom or expanding the kingdom. They think they are doing this through their evangelistic programs. Now, those who speak this way may mean well, but when they use this term expanding or growing the kingdom, they are using unscriptural terms that are misleading. Again, the key to understanding is through rightly dividing the word of truth. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com.